Okay. I'll go last, and, yep. and the prize for my round is £1,000.
Yeah.
So
you just don't want to play who are you?
£1,000.
Yeah, it feels like you're trying to count of who are you.
Okay, well, look. Is it unfair on Captain for us all to have so much fun playing the game and you don't get a chance to play for Guinness? I think that's out of order.
Well, if that
I say drop who are you.
If that gets in the way of who are I don't mind.
He said yes.
Don't mind.
So let me take a break.
Either way.
Take a break, play a couple of songs, I'll go for a vape, and then...
Right.
And then drop who are you.
I feel like it's getting lost in translation, perhaps.
Does it feel as though I'm using this as an excuse to get out of who are you?
No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
The Chris Moyles Show.
How dare you?
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Be the first and book a test drive.
Radio X.
The bank holiday is here, so why not let yourself go? To Aldi, I mean, where you'll find plump and juicy British strawberries. Were £1.85, now just £1.49. And strawberry and rhubarb lemonade, just 99p. Now that's what I call refreshing news. Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the...
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Find me somebody to love.
The dream sale ends soon. How do you beds feel?
We're comfortable with it.
Don't miss big savings on a range of fantastic beds and up to 25% off Silent Night mattresses.
But we're only on sale till Tuesday, so, you know, snooze you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
EasyJet's big orange sale has landed. And even better, it's just in time for summer. Book now and get up to 20% off flights. EasyJet. Get out there. Selected dates. Book by 11 p.m. the 6th of the 5th, 25. Flights one way. T's and C's apply.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. So don't get stuck behind a sea of brake lights that grinds your day to a halt. Why waste your time when we can zip to you and you can stay on your job? Screwfix Sprint cuts through the congestion to get you what you need fast. More time working, less traffic frustration. Screwfix Sprint, delivering in as little as 20 minutes. Just £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Now, listen carefully. I want you to think of selling your car. Who's going to buy that car? Keep thinking. Struggling to know where to look? On Motorway, there are 7,500 verified dealers who are ready and waiting to bid on your car. So, start selling your car today. It's not magic, it's Motorway.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, the Princess of Wales has a nail gun and got a brand new chainsaw for Christmas. We put together the Crown Tools. And as if that wasn't enough for you, Harry will be painting this week's Pet Town red.
What town?
Northallerton.
Where?
Find out on the 4 till 7 thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Save this bank holiday with Lidl. Get 15% off the Sea and Sun Care range with mini SPF 50 sun lotion for just £1.26 with Lidl Plus. And 30p off Gelatelli Deluxe ice cream tubs, now just £2.19. Download Lidl Plus and start saving today.
18 plus GB only while stocks last. Terms apply. See lidl.co.uk/LPTV. Offer ends 5th of May.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Woo, 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 woo.
the Verve, Love Is Noise at Radio X, 8:38. It is Thursday, May the 1st, and this is the Chris Moyle Show, and we are playing my great...
Sorry.
I hope that's a giggle of excitement.
It must be a giggle of excitement.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh. We're playing, as I was saying, my great blindfold game on the radio. It is time for...
We're padding.
We have had...
How rude.
Do you know
what?
But yes.
You're fired.
No.
At a predetermined date, clear your things and move.
At some point.
But not yet.
Not yet.
Right.
So, Captain Crabbeard is now going to play the blindfold game.
Hello.
And I've worked on all this before. Yeah. This is not absolutely thrown together in the last 45
right.
seconds of the Verve.
I see. That's
this
good.
Round is called Who Am I Sitting Next To?
Okay.
Now, to your left is an empty chair.
Empty chair.
Now, you will put on the blindfold.
Yep. Should I put it on now?
Well, you can if you want, but it's up to you.
Okay.
We will then all stand up and get out of our chairs.
Yep.
And we're moving around.
Mm-hmm.
Moving around.
Don't have the leave the studio game.
Rumbled.
No.
We're not going to do that and never were.
Okay, in that case, you have to simply guess which one of us is sat next to you.
Yes. Okay.
Fine.
Okay, so you can ask questions. I was like, who are you?
He's like, who are
you? So we're still doing it.
Yay.
Do we touch? No.
No. Questions only.
Obsessed with touch. Questions
now,
only.
Sorry. You have to guess who the person is.
Yep.
Maybe I can put an effect on the voice.
Oh, right.
You won't have headphones on.
I won't bother. And you have to guess who it is.
Okay.
All right, fine. Good. Now, you're not allowed to ask... Oh, no, you know what? The only thing you're not allowed to ask is, what's your name? Because then, when you know what it is, you go, I know who it is, and you say that.
Are you playing for Guinness as well? You're playing for Guinness.
Two Guinnesses.
Two
Guinnesses. Oh, double bubble.
Two Guinnesses.
I've got a car.
Okay, so...
It's gone.
You put on your blindfold mask.
The ostrich pillow.
Oh, it's snug in there, isn't it?
What?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you can't see.
I cannot see.
Pull it
confirmed,
down.
I cannot
okay,
see.
Close your eyes. Okay. So, here's what we're going to do now.
Okay.
Stand up now?
Yes, I would.
So, we are going to move around the studio.
Yeah.
So, you don't know, because then we're all going to be off mic.
Bye.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody will come in. And sit in the chair next to you.
All I can really hear is Dom mumbling.
Right. Now,
I think it's Dom anyway.
We haven't chosen the person yet. I'm going to point at the person I think should sit next to you.
Okay.
Right. Now I'm going to stay off mic.
Yeah.
So everyone's... Oh, no. We all need to be on a mic. Yeah. That's it. Okay. So the game starts now.
Okay.
You're allowed to ask questions. Who's sitting next to you, Captain?
Hello, person sitting next to me.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, whose voice is that? Do you have a lisp?
No.
Oh my God, I know who's sitting next to me. I thought it was going to be James Robinson, but I think I know who's sitting next to me.
Do you think it's Dom?
Hey, Dom, are you a musician?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh, I feel sick. Oh, I know who it is.
Sick in a good way.
Yeah, in a really good way. At what point do I take this off and do we have a wonderful reveal in the studio?
Well, before you take it off,
yeah.
Who do you think sat next to you?
Person next to me.
Uh-huh.
Are you
mm-hmm.
the bassist of the best band in the world?
Yes.
Go!
I am.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Hello. This is great. Mark.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Crabbeard.
Who is it, Captain?
This is Mark Hoppers from Blink 182.
Hi. It's Mark Hoppers from Blink 182, and we're live
my
on the cameras.
Is amazing.
Mark.
Are you right?
This
first
is,
of all,
hi.
That was beautiful.
Well done, Mark. Thanks.
Lovely.
Secondly,
good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for
glad
coming
to be here.
In. Lovely to
hi,
meet
Pippa.
You.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
Can I just say, I know you're a fan of Blink and you say they're the greatest band in the world.
Yeah.
He literally went, hello.
I know.
And you said, do you have a lisp? And he went, no. What? And you went, oh my God, I know who it is.
Yeah.
Is my English accent that bad?
It's definitely not like ours.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Oh, wow. You've had a moment, haven't you?
I have.
Is this a good surprise?
This is the greatest moment ever.
Wow. Better than the squishy boob thing?
Oh, yeah. Not quite as good.
Okay, yeah, true.
We've been setting this up.
It is fun, Mark.
We've been setting this up for an hour.
I had to hide in the hallway. I had to get snuck in the back.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
And it's like one, I go, no. And you're like, oh my God, it's Mark Hollis from Blink-182.
So listen, here's what we'll do if you fancy it, Chris. Whilst you get your breath back from sitting next to somebody from your favourite bestest band in the whole wide world.
Oh, my heart is racing.
You are shaking.
I'm going to talk to Mark about his book.
Oh, yeah, the book. There's a reason you're here. You're doing
and
promo.
Then if you
I'm
want,
doing promo for the book.
You can talk to him about the band. Mm.
Yeah, ask me anything about the band.
Right. But Mark, is it? Mark, thank you for doing that. That was
thank
brilliant.
Thank you, Mark.
Glad to be here.
It's lovely to meet you. How are you?
I'm great. Lovely day here in London.
It's like this all the time, Mark. I know you've been in London before, but
it's so switched. Like, Los Angeles is cold and rainy right now. It's awful. Come out here, it's sunny. We went to Kew Gardens yesterday. Walked through the beautiful park.
Yeah.
So nice.
Beautiful.
So we have your book, your memoir.
My memoir.
Look at that. You're so civilized.
I wrote a book.
You did?
I did.
This is Fahrenheit. Now, am I saying 182, 182?
I say 182, but 182 works also. Here and in Australia, they say 182.
Oh. Right.
But we in California say 182.
There you go. Why? Why did you decide to do this?
Because I love this band, and my manager has been saying forever that I should write a book, and I love writing. And after I was sick with cancer, I had written through that whole experience, and I found it therapeutic. And I wanted to write a book about my love of my bandmates and my friends and all the awesome stuff we get to do and all the highs and lows, that kind of stuff.
I love this. And what I love about it is, it's a cool cover, by the way.
Thanks.
Is on the back is a very cool shot of you playing guitar like the rock star that you are with a post-it note that says, "Hi, my name is Mark, and this is a book about my favorite band, Blink-182.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Love that.
You
aren't
there, Captain.
No. This is great.
Yeah.
I'm just happy I'm listening in.
Are you okay with this?
Yeah, it's so fun. Everyone should meet the favourite band all the time.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like, so obviously you mentioned the cancer. When was that diagnosis?
Literally, I think it was 4 years ago today.
Oh, wow. Oh,
really? I think it was, yeah. It was 2000.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, yeah. I think it was 4 years ago today, actually.
No. Jeepers.
I was sitting on my couch in the studio, and I was playing video games, and I was talking with my son who was away at college, and I felt a weird thing on my shoulder, and 3 days later I was getting ready for chemo. Yeah.
Stop. Oh. That quick.
Yeah, that quick.
My God. How was the chemo?
Chemo was brutal. It was awful. It was, you know, my form of cancer, my doctor told me the good news is that I had a 60% chance of getting through it and never having to deal with it again. But the bad part was that the chemo is one of the worst that you could undergo. And I did. I had all the stuff. I was sick. My hair fell out. It was bad. I don't recommend it. No. 0 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, it's not the best diet to go on, is it? It's
no.
Not, you know, lose weight, lose hair, lose everything.
But it saved me, so it was all good.
Mate, congratulations on getting through it. That's serious. What age would you have been then, if you don't mind me asking?
I was, 49 when I found out?
Man. Mm. My God.
Yeah.
And obviously your brain just goes, your mind, thought process just goes into
overdrive. It got pretty dark. I mean, this is a morning radio show and everybody's driving to work or whatever. But,
no, it's fine.
Yeah, it was pretty dark. It was awful. And I really thought that I wasn't going to make it. I thought I was on the wrong side of that 60%. And I was mentally preparing for, you know, my family moving on and what my wife was going to do after I was gone and who was going to help raise my son and all that kind of stuff. So so to be here with you all today and to sit next to Captain Crabbeard is just a dream come true. It really is.
God bless you.
Yeah.
It's very therapeutic writing a book like this.
It is. It was really therapeutic for me to write through my cancer and to put it all down. I went and I saw, the odd thing was that I was in a really bad mental place from the pandemic, and I had set up an appointment with a therapist to go through like these dark thoughts. And as I walked into my therapist's office, my phone rang and it was my oncologist saying, "You have cancer." And so I sat down and I said, "Oh, I guess I know what we're talking about today."
Man, jeepers. It's brilliant.
But she said to write, And that really helped me through the whole thing. Like, all my darkest thoughts, just get them out, put them on a page. And I didn't think I was going to do anything with it. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, man, I can't pass without telling the story of this band.
Yeah.
Do you know what's brilliant is, and we've never met before, the fact that this could have been, as you were saying, your leaving gift.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's a brilliant thing to have.
Thank you.
Here now with us today, sat next to Captain Crack.
Yeah.
With your memoir, and you're great. You're fit as a fiddle. You're healthy. You're well.
I'm healthy. I'm well. I don't even have to get scanned anymore. Touch wood.
Right.
I had to get scanned every 6 months for years. And, you know, every time you go in, you're like, oh, it's definitely back. Oh, this is definitely coming back bad. But I talked to my oncologist a couple months ago, and I said, well, when do I get scanned again? And he was like, no, you're cool. My oncologist is so chill the whole time about everything. He was like, no, you're fine. He's like, when I was in remission and my first cancer scan came back clear, I was like, well, what do I do now? And he's like, go live your life.
Yeah. Well, exactly. It's right. It's absolutely right. As a proper bona fide rock star, it's now you're either going to agree with this or not. I would assume when you sit down to write a book like this, after being in a rock band for so long, there's lots of stories that you've totally forgotten about.
Oh yeah. It was actually really cool. And writing about the band and writing about the highs and the lows, like bringing back all those moments of pure joy and elation and, like, you know, selling out Wembley and, like, doing all this cool stuff. But then also, like, writing about the hard parts of being in a band and the arguments that we had helped me realize other people's points of view within the band and helps, like, old grudges and nonsense. So it's good. I'm, you know, it's kind of a good way to process the past few years.
We've spoken since we've been at this radio station, we've spoken to lots of musicians, singers, band members who were in bands in the 80s, 90s, or whatever, early 2000s. And then they either broke up or had time off, got back together again or whatever. Or they still carrying on. And then to be at this point in our lives and still doing what you did back in the day, There's a different appreciation to it. We're all a bit older, all a bit wiser. You know, we don't need to be throwing TVs out windows anymore and all of that thing. But with you and everything you've gone through now, your appreciation of what you do just must be through the roof.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, every day right now feels like a gift. And the fact that we get to still make music and go and perform and have people come to the shows and care and come to the radio station and have people so happy. It's a dream come true. It's rad.
Are you doing any events while you're here?
Yeah, I have two shows at the Savoy Theater on Bank Holiday Monday.
Oh. At the Savoy Theater?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm very posh.
You really are.
I really
posh.
Am.
Really are posh.
Come and live here. Wear a bowler hat. Walk around.
You know what? I lived in London for 3 years.
You did?
I did, from 2011 to 2014. I moved my wife and my son over here, and we lived in South Ken, and it was a beautiful experience, and loved every second of it, and loved being here in London. It's great.
What I love was, as you would say, well, I lived here for a few years. Captain was just sat behind you, nodding. That's right. Yes, you were.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm interviewing you about the band.
You know more about Mark than Mark does,
probably. You want to ask questions about someone.
Go ahead.
I probably know all the answers now because I'm such a loser.
Okay, well, here's the thing, because you genuinely didn't know this was going to happen.
No.
Is there anything about Blink that you're like, oh, I don't know the answer to this, or...
All I do want to know is, why aren't the bonus tracks for Take Off Your Pants and Jacket available on streaming services?
Yeah, goddammit, Mark!
Great question, because, I don't know. We've tried.
Yeah.
We have tried to get those bonus tracks on streaming services, but it's difficult.
Because
our label got subsumed into another label, that got subsumed into another label, and there's masters and all this kind of stuff. But we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, it's not Mark's fault, Captain.
Yeah.
I know.
I
knew the answer.
Yeah, the joy of meeting him dropped very quickly to accusations.
Yeah.
But I'm listening to your book at the moment.
Oh, thanks. How did I do on the narration? Because I had never read a book before, and I didn't want to come across it wasn't in a gated community, so people used to...
I think it's really cool. I think you sound so genuine, and I'm loving it, which won't be a surprise to anyone, but I think there's so many things I didn't know. Like, I heard about the Green Day tour,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't actually know how much animosity there was between the two bands.
It wasn't as, yeah, I mean, there were issues on the tour, but like as bands, I think that we're friends and like kind of frenemies almost. Like we're always trying to outdo one another and they were trying to outdo us and we were trying to outdo them. And I think we walked into the situation a little cockier than we deserved to be. And they definitely were out for blood. So I think it made for a really great tour, actually.
Because what was it you said? And then it was... And they wanted to get back at you and prove that they're the biggest band in the world.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And then they made American Idiot straight away.
They did.
And you said, yeah, I did that.
I did that. I helped that whole thing.
You technically made American Idiot.
Yeah, that, yes.
So not only have you made the best albums, you've influenced another great album.
Yeah, totally.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done, you.
I've enjoyed this.
It's so weird that I get to talk to you. I've listened to your music forever. Like, forever. Mm. And I've never got bored of listening to any music you've ever made.
Thank you.
Over the years.
That's a huge compliment.
It was either yesterday or the day before that you were wearing one of your many Blink-182 t-shirts. Yesterday?
I heard
this week
that you have a giant Blink tattoo across your stomach or chest or something. You don't have to show me right now.
On my rib. Yeah.
What is it of, though? Can you describe it?
So, it's of the smiley logo. And then on each arrow... And it's now really bad. It's like bled through. It's like a logo from each album.
That's cool.
So in 2011, I got it done.
Okay. So everything up to Neighborhoods.
It has Neighborhoods on the background.
Okay.
And that's now bled into it. So there's even like Travis's like his like hip hop album. There's a bit from that. Give the Drummer Some.
Yep.
There's a couple dates I've seen you live.
How big is this tattoo?
Oh, it's...
It's big.
Like, wow. When you say it's bleeding through, are you doing it yourself?
No, as in like it's smudged.
Oh, I see.
It's like.
Are you going to get it redone? Can you get it redone?
I don't think you need to add to it.
So now, if we were to look at it, does it look like a tribute to Blink, or does it just look like some weird birthday?
It looks like something like a cookie that was in the oven too long.
Yeah. You don't get a cookie before it's baked.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Then it's now been baked.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm now post cook.
What is the event that we just mentioned at Savoy? Is it you basically talking about the book and telling?
Yeah, it's about 90 minutes and talk about the book and talk about memories and have video and photos behind me and it's fun.
I love that. That's good. So that's at the Savoy Bank Holiday Monday. Great. Okay. Brilliant. Hey, you should go.
Hey, I'd love to go.
Come. I'll give you tickets.
Would you?
Yeah, you and a maid or a lady or whatever you want.
I'd love to come.
Great.
Mark Coppers of Blink-182. Thanks so much.
Hey. Oh,
you can do the thing beforehand where you're like, please silence your phones and put them away.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You can be the voice of God ahead of time.
I'm on stage with Mark, Captain.
I mean, I'd ruin it for you.
And great.
You could make a joke about how awful that guy was that did the voice of God.
Yep.
But yes, I'll do it.
Great. It's on.
Oh. I love this. Right. Oh. Hey, I've got to ask you before we let you go, and thank you again for this.
Oh, thanks for having me.
The book is Fahrenheit 182 by
Mike Hopkins.
Wrote it with you, did Mike, didn't he? That's right. He did the photograph for the front. Mark Hoppus, the book is available now, the audio book. We've had loads of so many text messages from people
awesome.
Saying how much they really enjoyed the book, and it's really touched a lot of people.
Brad.
So you've reformed, Oasis reformed.
Yep.
Mm. What do Oasis mean to you?
They were always like so cool and such. I love that they're just rock stars. And in fact, Tom met one of the brothers. I forget which one, but he has a story about meeting them as they said, oh, Blink-182. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. And Tom goes, I can't believe you like our band. I can't believe you like our music. And he goes, oh, I don't like your music at all, but I know who you guys are. So I thought that was cool. And
I'm so stoked that
they reformed. And I hope they continue doing what they do because they're so rad.
What's the excitement level like for the first, I mean, whether you remember it or not, I don't know, when you get back together again and then you've got that first live show?
Oh, it's just great. I mean, when Blink reformed and Tom was back in the band and we got back on stage and it was the three of us together, it just feels like home.
Right.
Feels like it's supposed to be.
That's nice. Mm. I like that. You should come back over and come to an Oasis show.
I would love to. I'll do it, okay?
So, listen.
I got Captain Crapbeard into my show. You guys get me into the Oasis
thing.
I think
it's only fair, Mark. You've invited Captain to your show. Captain now gets you tickets to see Oasis and you can go together.
Yeah.
Sure, I do have tickets. My friend Tom's expecting to go with me, but I don't really want to go with Tom anymore.
I don't like Tom anymore at all.
Tom smells. Yeah.
Tom, sorry, you'll understand.
Yeah. Smelly Tom, we don't like him.
The book is available now, and if you want, you can go to the, if you're in London on Monday, to the Savoy Theatre. Twitter to see Mark talk about it and tell stories. The book, there you go, it's Fahrenheit 182. Mark Hoppus. Absolute pleasure to meet
Likewise.
You. Yeah. Thank you for doing this. And just look at his little happy face.
I got to take a photo. We got to take a selfie that I can post.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To the interwebs.
Definitely.
This is great.
Do you think you might implode, Captain?
Oh, this is the best day of my life.
Great.
Oh, I've got a photo of Mark's phone. This is the best day ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the greatest band in the world, Blink 182, Mr. Mark Hoppus, everybody.
You so much. The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Me, somebody to love.
The dream sale ends soon. How do you beds feel?
We're comfortable with it.
Don't miss big savings on a range of fantastic beds and up to 25% off Silent Night mattresses.
But we're only on sale till Tuesday, so, you know, snooze you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
At Matalan, we've got the perfect treat for the upcoming bank holiday with 20% off a £40 spend for Matalan Me members. Is it time for a little payday treat? Shop in-store or visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. T's and C's apply. Includes sale.
Marvel Studios Thunderbolts is an MCU game changer.
Look what you unleashed.
A must-see in IMAX.
Yeah! That's what they talk about!
I should have seen this coming.
It's perfection.
Thank you. We needed that.
And it's the best Marvel movie since Avengers Endgame. Marvel Studios Thunderbolts.
Can't call ourselves that.
It's a cool name.
In cinemas now.
Hiya.
What a geezer.
What's occurring?
Hey, up, son.
You're right, Arky.
All right, my lover.
Hello.
You're right, babe. Are you well?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, dear.
Fancy saying hi to more of the UK? Better get a travel lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort up and down the country. At travelodge.co.uk.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Radio X. News update. Next.
The best seat in the house is no longer in the house. It's outside with the sound of birds chirping overhead. The best table isn't in the house either. Or pillow, or outdoor lighting, or sun lounger. But you knew that already. Visit IKEA online or in store to level up your outdoors this summer. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
On your radio, on Global Player, and stop, on your smart speaker.
Stop the news jingle. Stop the news jingle. So, here's what just happened off the air. Well, just on the air. Captain Crackbeard has a selfie with Mark Hoppus from Blink 182. Sorry, that's not true. Mark Hoppus took a selfie.
Yes, on Mark's phone.
Yeah, with Captain Crackbeard. And then he says, do you want me to airdrop this to you? And Chris goes, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Then he's signing the book to Captain, right? Which he's done.
I actually could cry.
Yeah?
I feel quite emotional.
Happy birthday, happy Christmas, Merry Easter.
All of it above. I actually might cry.
You are crying.
Oh. That is mad.
You're welcome.
Oh, mate.
You're welcome, buddy. How nice was he as well?
Nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm actually really emotional.
That's fine. You're allowed to be.
That's fine. You just met one of your heroes.
Oh, wow.
Well done, bud.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh. Thanks for being so fun and doing that.
It's how you got hit. You got it so quickly. And yes, I know you're a fan, and yes, you worked out. He was in London.
It was
still
on his second word.
Yeah.
I've listened to so many interviews, watched so many interviews.
Yes, you know his voice inside out.
I was listening to their music on the way to work pretty much every day. I was listening to his book, then I paused that because I wanted to listen to the music he was talking about. And then he's here.
And by the way, you were brilliant. Your reaction was brilliant, can I just say? Because we don't know if you're going to be like, clam up and just and be too nervous or whatever. But you were brilliant. And to literally look him in the eye and go, I've got everything. I listen to everything. Yeah. I buy everything. Yeah. Oh my God, you're brilliant.
At one point, you said, sorry, yes, I will, Mark Hopper. From I love that.
Because otherwise, if I don't act like that, I'll just, I will clam up.
Yeah.
But you just have to lean into it. Be like, by the way, I'm a weirdo and I love you, but let's get into the band.
Yeah.
But thanks for thanks for booking it. Thanks for getting in. I'm going to the show.
Yeah. Do you want a Guinness?
Yeah. Let's get leathered.
Yeah.
There we go.
And seriously, you might even be introducing him on stage.
That's crazy. I mean, we shouldn't necessarily dream of that.
I mean, look, it's inevitable. The next step is best friends.
Absolutely.
Calling each other, him sending you demos, going, what do you think of this? Is this any good, Captain? And you're like, please stop calling me Captain. That's only the weirdest bit now. You know, it'd be great.
It was weird. He was calling me Captain.
Yeah.
I went, you're not there. It's a weird, why are you calling me that?
Mark Hopper's from Blink-182.
Mark Hopper's from Blink-182.
Lovely guy, though.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
You know, to have it, like, I didn't expect anything like that on the show. So thank you.
You're welcome. That was fun. Yeah. I enjoyed watching
you
that.
You can stop shaking, though.
Don't
stop shaking. You keep shaking away.
I won't get any work done today now.
You can either sit here or you can go and whatever you want to do. I don't mind.
Do you want to run around Leicester Square?
Yeah. If you need to get out.
I might just go and get a glass of water.
Off
and
you go. You go.
Because otherwise I'll sit here crying.
I don't mind that either. You know me.
Oh, anyway, bye, love you.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 9 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, a deal has been done between the US and Ukraine. That's months after the big row between Donald Trump and President Zelensky. America will help to rebuild Ukraine once the war with Russia ends. That's in exchange for access to the country's minerals. Our reporter in Washington, Simon Marks, has told us there seems to be one key thing missing.
There is no language in this agreement that offers Ukraine tangible security guarantees in the event of a peace agreement.
In other news this morning, Radio X has been told bin bags full of illegal meat are being smuggled into the UK by criminal gangs. Some of it's ending up for sale on the high street and in markets. Almost 60 tonnes has been seized in Dover so far this year. The government says it's brought in tougher restrictions, though. And tickets for popular gigs are being listed on resale sites for up to 8 times their face value now. Which found tickets for Reading Festival were being sold on for hundreds more. The festival itself says fans who buy them could be turned away.
Sport.
Barcelona and Inter Milan played out a 3-3 draw in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final last night. The winners will face either Arsenal or PSG in the final. The second leg takes place in Italy next week. Chelsea manager Sonia Bonpastor says leading the team to a 6th straight Women's Super League title was not easy. They beat Manchester United 1-0 last night. And the Mexican Grand Prix will stay on the F1 calendar until 2028. A new 3-year contract extension has just been agreed.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Sunny and very hot across the UK today.
How hot, Dom?
I'm going to say 31 degrees.
Say it!
31 degrees, baby! From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne. I don't know where he's gone.
Oh, he got a bit emotional.
Yeah. I know Mark was watching on the cameras downstairs.
Oh, was he?
Oh. He's going to have a glass of water.
He's going to have a cuddle with Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was lovely.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
Isn't he?
Lovely.
Mm. And his team are all lovely as well.
Oh, really?
Love that.
That's good.
Oh, by the way, I've got some things to read out for you.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Our captain's walking back in now, and he's walking back in just as we put the photo up on the screen. Hello, who are those two rock legends on the screen there, Captain?
Captain, look at your little face, innit?
You and your bezzy.
Now, who is that in the picture with you?
That's Mark Hoppus.
No, it's not.
My friend.
It's your mate Mark.
It's Mark.
Your mate.
Yeah. It's your mate Mark.
I call him Mark.
He was just watching downstairs. Have a beef up.
I was having a beef up.
Yeah, and he said, he went, oh, cancel those tickets. He went, what a wuss.
Yeah, what a wuss, mate.
By the way, as well, everyone noticed Mark Coppers has got a selfie face. When he went to take it, immediately it was like someone clicked their fingers. He went, smouldering look.
Yeah. It's lovely.
Oh, what a lovely thing. That was lovely to witness that. Yeah, it was.
Really lovely.
If you just switched on, you don't know what we're talking about. We just surprised Captain Crackbeard with Mark Coppers from Captain's favourite band in the whole wide world, Blink-182. And the way we set it up was to... we've been setting this blindfold thing up since, what, 22-8?
Yeah.
Now you worked that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was all... there's no who are you, obviously.
No. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I knew that.
Okay. So, the text messages start coming in as I'm like, right, what we'll do is we'll blindfold you and then one of us has to sit in the chair next to you, but you've got to guess which one it is.
Yes.
And the text messages started coming in at 8:39. What is this? 8:40. This feels very Saturday show. 8:40. Slow content day, eh? 8:40. Poor captain. Then you work out it's Mark Coppers from Blink-182.
Yeah.
8:41. Holy crap, no way, says Timmy Nottingham. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Oh my God, what a moment. Captain, I'm buzzing for you. This is brilliant. It's a recording, it's a recording. And then three messages later, no, it's not, it's live, it's real. So all the people listening as well, the amount of oh my Gods we've had on the text just from people who were like, A, just, I think, very excited for you.
Yeah, that was
or
such
B,
a lovely thing.
It's Mark Coppers from Blink. So there you are. And lots of love for Mark as well. What a top dude.
What a nice guy.
Yeah.
Just a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
You just met one of your heroes there.
It's so good, isn't it? So good to see him doing well. The cancer story is horrible, but it's so nice to see the band back in and they're doing shows. They've got an American tour.
That was so lovely when he goes, I lived in London for three. And as he's going, I lived in London. He didn't even finish sentence. And Captain's like this, nodding. Mm. As if to go,
Chris, he did.
As if to go, yes, we did. We lived in London.
Yeah, South Kensington, number 4.
Red door.
He used to leave every morning at 11:15. So quarter past 11 and 11:22 to go and get a coffee.
The stuff he put in his bins, it was incredible.
Yeah,
it really was.
Oh, wow. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, good.
The texts are lovely.
Yeah.
Everyone's so happy that he was on. Oh, brilliant.
Very wholesome moment.
Mm. And you've got a signed book.
Signed book.
By your mate.
What does it say? Or can you read it out? I don't actually
know. You can read it out. Oh, okay. It says, what does it say? What page are we on to? It says he crossed out his wife and his son's name, which he doesn't every...
Oh, because the book's dedicated to them. Okay.
So he goes, to Chris, thanks for saving my life in the war.
Oh.
Mark Hoppers, 2025.
Isn't that lovely?
So I think he writes a joke thing in everyone's book.
Oh, you didn't save his life in the war?
No, we didn't actually meet in the war.
Right. Okay.
Someone was suggesting maybe next time you see him, you should get him to sign near your tattoo and then get that tattooed. Over it.
I could do that, actually.
But then for the tattoo to be complete, we have to go through this elaborate farce again with the other members of Blink-182.
Yeah,
which you wouldn't have a problem with, though, would you?
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Okay. Yeah. So one more time. Who have you just met?
Mark Coppers from Blink-182.
Yeah! Whoa! There you go. Welcome, Captain!
X. Coming up... More sounds and noises, all mashed together to form the Chris Moyle Show. We don't do this beat the intro nonsense. We do happy endings. We guess the songs from how they end, and we play it shortly. Plus, tomorrow on the show, not $1,000, not $5,000, but we have your chance to win $10,000. But right now, we're giving you this very radio show absolutely free. Aren't you lucky?
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
If we were to play any band in the world right now, who should we play, Captain?
Should we play Blink-182?
Summer and the warm tour.
What are you pointing at?
No, that's that you
no.
made
it.
No. No. You've now. No, no. James.
What are you saying? No. Say it out loud.
I don't have the words to say yet. Have you photoshopped what's on the screen?
No.
Okay. Mark Hoppus.
Oh.
Of the best band in the world.
Right.
Has uploaded to his story a picture of me and Mark Hoppus.
Whoa.
He actually has.
Oh, my God.
That's not a James Robinson special.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, my goodness.
This is going to tip Captain right over the edge.
I've just had a notification. Yep. Have you given my socials?
Mm-hmm.
I've got the notification.
Screen grab it.
I am. Mark, okay. Why are you trying to make me cry so much?
Because we're about to fire you in half an hour.
Fine.
Yeah, it's bittersweet.
Honestly, fine. Mark Hoppus has mentioned you in their story.
Now, by the way, do you think he'll get as giddy when he goes, guys, Captain Crapbeard has mentioned me in his story.
Yeah.
Well, I've probably added him loads of my story, so it was no shock to him.
How many followers has Mark got? He's few, isn't he?
1.6 million.
1.6 million.
A couple, yeah.
Oh, good.
Mark.
I'm getting loads of followers.
Are you?
Yay. Oh, God.
Oh, stop.
That is the maddest thing in the world.
Who knew the 1st of May 2025 would turn out like this for you?
Well, the best day of my life.
Yeah.
So there you are. Mark, an evening with Mark Hoppus, Bank Holiday Monday at the Savoy Theatre this weekend. And Captain Crapbeard is going to be there.
Thanks so much.
You are Mark. Welcome.
And team.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's good, isn't it?
It's really. I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased for you.
I don't know what to do with myself.
You just... Wow. You met your hero and he was great.
He was great.
Mm.
What a nice guy.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
I am just... Look, you are on his Insta stories.
That's actually... It should be illegal.
It's a couple of sign books. He's taken a photo of a street sign in London called Swallow Street.
Oh, of course.
And then it's a picture of Captain Crapbeard and Mark together in the studio here at Radio X. What?
He's captioned.
Yeah, it's classes.
What does it say?
Oh, no, I've not seen it.
Swallow Street.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, yeah. Forget that one. Forget that. That's just rude. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182. Captain's favourite band and the best band in the world.
They are.
Just in the studio here at Radio X.
Well, how's your view of things today? God, young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you. Can't compete with history. We'll film a lie but dub our tale. The mystery must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives. In control of the morning. In control of the sea. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around and trying to pop them all the time.
to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl. Once upset my Ken, accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed to change. I know his life's the same again. I can't ask him again. I should let it go. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around, trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl.
Noddy in Sussex had just texted in saying, instantly, I have just bought Mark Hoppus's book and I booked tickets for Monday. What a great surprise for Captain.
Yeah.
And Rob has texted in saying, imagine if Captain had have called in sick today. No, that would have been the world's worst.
Imagine.
Well, don't forget, when Green Day actually did a surprise gig in one of pretty much Captain's favourite pub in London.
Yes.
Let's say it was Thursday night. Captain went to that pub Monday, that pub Tuesday, that pub Wednesday, and when he finished work on Thursday, he went, you know, I'm going to be sensible and go home. Mm. Got home and found out that Green Day were playing. He's like, no! Mm. So I think that's made up for it, hasn't it?
Just and the rest.
Because you missed out on seeing the second best band of the world.
True.
To meet the man from the best band of the world.
It's not a bad way round.
We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
At AJ Bell, we've made setting up your ISA easy. So easy, a baby could do it. Though babies can't invest. They certainly wouldn't have any use for our low-cost investment platform or the coordination to use it, even though it's really, really easy. They also don't listen to radio ads. Unlike you, you clever sausage. Now, set yourself up with an ISA as a reward. You can even set one up for your baby. Open one in under 15 minutes and start investing today. AJ Bell. Feel good investing. The value of your investments can go down as well as up.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participate in restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
If anyone here knows of any reason why these two should not be wed, speak now or forever hold your...
Yes! I've just won free flights to Hawaii with Kayak!
Do you mind?
Oh, no, sorry. I just can't believe that I won. I'll sit down now. Aloha.
How would you react if you won? Win free flights with Kayak. Enter now at kayak.co.uk/winfreeflights. Offer ends 19th of May. Open to UK residents 18+. T's and C's apply.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the...
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
It's true. It's all true.
What's true? Why are you so out of breath?
The mini sale event. Offers on all available models.
I can't believe it.
Even John Cooper Works.
Wait.
And there's going to be...
finance contributions on top of existing offers.
Are you serious?
The mini sale event. Breathtaking offers 8th to the 12th of May.
Applicable to new mini vehicles available in stock. Ordered 8th to 12th of May and registered by 30th of June 2025. Visit mini.co.uk/sale event.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moyle Z!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, listen up, Bruce Brothers and sisters. We've got another waiting room full of ale mates. And as if that wasn't enough for you, Harry will be painting this week's pet town red.
What town?
North Allerton.
Where's that?
Find out on the 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thang.
Okay.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Este es un anuncio de radio de Hiscox Business Insurance que pretende mostrarle ciertos riesgos y peligros de los que Hiscox Business Insurance puede ayudarle a protegerse. If your business gets blamed by a client for a mistake, like accidentally recording the radio ad in the wrong language, Hiscox could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by Hiscox Business Insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility terms and conditions.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Welcome back to the Chris Moyles Show. Now back to either Chris talking or some music. Let's all find out together.
Radio X.
Do you know, honestly, I'm in such a happy mood now because of Captain's reaction to the whole Mark Hoppus thing. And I was just thinking, God, what a lovely feeling. And I'm like, what else would have created the same amount of happiness? Like, if you'd have, you know, taken off your blindfold and gone, oh my God, it's a massive stack of, you know, Mucky Mags.
Right. Similar.
You know, something like similar. That. Or, you know, Pippa takes the blindfold off and, you know, she's in like a winery and she's like,
exactly.
Or James takes the blindfold off and he's in a jam factory or something like that.
You'd have cried at
and
that,
I, or I take my blindfold off and I'm naked in Leicester Square.
Huh?
These are the Kooks. You're listening to Radio X and the Chris Moyles. Mm-hmm. Shabba!
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out. Not about to lie down for your cause, but you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Tuesday, she was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it. And these tiresome paper dreams, paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell them you're a keeper. Not about to lie down for your cause, and you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. You're so wish that I would. place in her own way. But uh-oh, she came to my show just to hear about my day. But uh-oh, I love her because she moves in her own way. But uh-oh, oh, she came to my show just to hear about my day.
That's the Cougs at Radio X, and she moves her own way. You know, because this is radio, we should really move on now, but I can't... No.